All right, it's time to talk with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. The great Merrill Reese joins us in studio. And Merrill, I think everybody came away from Dallas disappointed with the loss, but at least I did, very encouraged by a big step forward from Nick Foles.
I thought so. I thought he looked poised. He handled himself well. He threw some of the best passes that he has thrown yet in an actual game. I was impressed.
Is this whole final month of the year all about number nine for you?
No. He's a big part of it, but it's also about number 34. It's also about number 75, Vinnie Kerry. It's looking at a lot of young Eagles. It's looking at Fletcher Cox and looking at Michael Kendricks and looking at guys like Brandon Boykin and see where they're going. Seeing for the first time, now not getting away, number nine is the biggest focus. There's no doubt about that, that we want to see where Nick Foles continues to go. But I think also for the first time in what seems like ages, the Eagles finally had a punt return go for a touchdown. Does this push Demaris Johnson and that unit further ahead? Does Demaris Johnson become a guy who's really exciting?
So it's about the young guys.
It is about the young guys, yes.
All right, so let's focus on Foles and the importance of a quarterback and having somebody who's a, quote, franchise quarterback cannot be understated. When you look at the NFC East, and it is a jumbled mess right now, the Giants struggling, but still Eli Manning, an elite quarterback.
Elite quarterback and RG3, Robert Griffin III, is just tremendous. Tony Romo's Tony Romo, and that's why Dallas.
Is Tony Romo a franchise quarterback?
Not in my opinion.
Okay.
I mean, he's been their franchise quarterback. I have always felt that Tony Romo, in the opinion of his supporters, is overvalued. I don't think. I mean, he'll help you sometimes. He'll make some big plays, but then the bigger the game, the bigger the tailspin.
Is it too early for you to tell if Foles has a chance to be a franchise quarterback?
Oh, that's not too early.
Okay, what's your
answer? Yes, he has a chance.
Why?
Because he's got the arm. He's got the NFL arm. He's got the size. He's bright. He's very bright. And he loves to play football. I came down in the elevator with him on Monday night before the game at the hotel. And he was sincerely excited, not nervous. I mean, there are butterflies that we all feel, but he had just such a he couldn't wait to get out there. He loves to play this game. And I don't see what he lacks. I mean, is he a mobile? Is he a running quarterback? No, but neither are Manning or Brady. They're not running quarterbacks. Neither is Peyton. But he has a lot of talent. Now, here's the thing. He's not going to go up, up, up. Every game isn't going to be better than the game before. There are times when young quarterbacks regress. But you look back, in my opinion, if you ask me the best quarterback I've ever seen, my answer is Peyton Manning. I know people disagree, but
I'm right there with
you. Peyton Manning is my guy. Peyton Manning, after 11 games in his rookie year, was 2-9, had completed under 55% of his passes. He had 16 touchdown passes and 22 interceptions. That's Peyton Manning. And I would think that Peyton Manning's offensive line was probably better than the line protecting Nick Foles, although they did better this past week. If they give him time Sunday in Tampa Bay, he may be able to put some points on the board.
You know, you listed the arm strength and the intelligence and the love for the game and the stature. And what he showed me on Monday night was was certainly something that I hadn't seen, he really hadn't given us the opportunity to see. And that was moving away from pressure in the pocket, throwing on the run. And while not a running quarterback, like you said, I thought I really saw a lot of athletic ability with him, which I was happy to see.
Well, he was a basketball star. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't surprise me. He's not a guy who's going to run a 4.44, but he's a guy who can get out of harm's way. I mean, I watched the other night, the night that the Eagles were in New Orleans, I watched Drew Brees in the pocket, and he has such great pocket presence. Or you watch Brady, or you go back a little ways, not to ancient history, but go back a little ways and watch tape of Dan Marino. Dan Marino wore a brace on one knee, and he could move from here to here and from here to here, but he did it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Roethlisberger. Now, he can do that. But the thing about Roethlisberger, watch him work the pocket. I mean, he's big and he's bulky, and he's an absolute tower, but he works the the pocket. And that's what it's really more about. He's not going to turn into an athlete like Michael Vick, or he's not going to be the quarterback who runs the way Donovan McNabb did. They're never going to have to shadow him at the line of scrimmage. But he will be, I hope, he develops to the point where he can pick apart a defense. And the pass that I think you were referring to was the one that impressed me the most, and that was when he ran away from his strength, which would be right. He went to his left, and on the dead run, sidearmed it down to Jason Avant, 14 yards, for a first down.
Right.
That was very, very impressive. Not everybody can do that.
Merrill, the story here, obviously, is that Nick is the starting quarterback for the rest of the season. I agree with the decision. Your opinion?
I certainly understand it.
Okay, so the next stone to fall here is what do you do with Michael Vick? How do you project Michael Vick into the future? What do you think?
As I don't know. I don't know. I honestly can say to you, I don't know. I have been a Michael Vick fan, as you know, and I like him a great deal personally, and I still think Andy used the expression that he has gas in the tank. I think he has gas in the tank, and in the right situation, he can be a winning quarterback. I think the world of Michael Vick. I think that Michael Vick deserves a tremendous amount of credit for the way he hung in there this year, took a pounding, never pointed a finger
right
at an offensive lineman. I mean, you look at a guy like Jay Cutler, the way he just chastised his offensive lineman. Michael Vick never did that, took all the punishment, never complained. My admiration for Michael Vick is through the roof.
Merrill, certainly a wild week here with the Philadelphia Eagles, the naming of Foles, the quarterback, the rest of the week, the dismissal of Jim Washburn at defensive line, now Tommy Brazier in. Not sure what to expect from that group in Tampa Bay and then the final three games. I'm not sure how much work Tommy can and how much of a difference he can really make.
Well, he can move them tighter together. I think he'll do that initially. I think we will not see the wide nine except in certain instances. And I think that, but we'll see. Because this is a tough week. This is a tough week because this is a Tampa Bay team that at one point won four in a row and then has lost. They were just where they had to be. I think they were 6-4 at that point, and charging ahead, and suddenly they're 6-6.
Mm-hmm.
So for Tampa Bay, this is a must game. Beat the Bucs, and you've knocked them out of the playoffs, which the Eagles could have done to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Lose to the Bucs, they're still alive.
Hey,
so this is a must.
Yeah, these final four games, I think, are different than last year. Obviously, the Eagles not going to be in the playoffs. But in terms of evaluating the young players, Tampa Bay needs the game. Cincinnati needs the game. The Redskins and the Giants need to win.
Last
well.
Year, and you brought this up, the Eagles played the Dolphins at the start of that streak. They played Matt Moore and then his replacement. And then the next week, I believe played the Jets
and Mark Sanchez.
And then Mark Sanchez.
Which they needed the game, but Sanchez was
but
just
Sanchez
so in the tank
was,
at that point.
Not
right.
very good. The mm-hmm. Jets weren't very good.
And then it was Tony Romo.
Then it was Tony Romo who went out.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
only in for a few plays.
Right, right.
Because right before that game, they had been put in a situation by the Jets losing to the Giants where there was nothing the Cowboys could do to hurt themselves or help themselves, where they still had to go in and let it go against the Giants in the last week. So they found an injury for Tony Romo, and he went out, and the Eagles faced the not-ready-for-primetime Stephen McGee.
Right.
And the final week, they placed the really not-ready-for-primetime Rex Grossman of the Washington Redskins here. So they were totally representative of nothing. This week, at least they're playing a team that has everything on the line. Next Thursday night, they will be playing the Bengals, who certainly have a lot on the line. In week 15, or game 15, they're playing the Washington Redskins, who have everything on the line. The only thing is, depending on how these other weeks go, there's a possibility that the Giants could be locked into a position on that last day of the season and have nothing on the line, get their regulars in and out, or they could have everything on
sure.
the line. So it's still interesting.
Sure. Merrill, the big picture here, as far as I'm concerned offensively, is that whatever happens these last four games, 2013, to me now the bread and butter of this offense has to be the running game. You have to find a way to get LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown and this very talented group of running backs working together And in years past, it's been kind of a mishmash of personalities and
identities
and
so
forth.
That's a lot of talent.
But don't you agree that it starts with the running game from this point forward with the Eagles?
I do.
Not to ignore the passing game.
No.
The strength of this team is the run game.
It is. I agree with you 100%, and I think they've got to pound it in there, and they've got to set up the pass with the running game, not vice versa. That's my feeling, and they may feel differently. But I think that's even more imperative with a young quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want him throwing 46 passes in a game.
Mm-hmm.
You want him working that running game and setting things up, and everything else will fall into place. Offensive line will be better as a result
sure.
of that. So everything does fit in that way. The toughest part of this whole thing for me was watching the Giants-Redskins the other night without having a rooting interest, because nothing affects the Eagles as far as the playoff race. And I rooted for the Giants only because I happen to like Tom Coughlin very much from a personal standpoint. He's a great guy.
Daniel Snyder clearly does not.
Not my favorite. Not my favorite. But Tom Coughlin was once upon a time on the Eagles staff,
sure.
wide receiver coach, and I got to know him
Mark
quite
Ross
well.
Works up there now.
They're
job.
Great people.
Yeah.
But Tom, I consider Tom Coughlin a friend. He's a great coach.
Last one for you, Merrill. The numbers that Bryce Brown has put up here in the last two games, historic by Eagles proportions. It is certainly a rush to judgment on many people's, no pun intended, many people's parts. I would like to know how you feel about him. And what kind of player he will become.
I think he's special. I think he's very... Look at what he's done in 2 weeks. I mean, he's really special. We say he has to hold on to the football. That would help. They're still saying that about Adrian Peterson,
mm-hmm.
who is a premier back. And I think that's just a product of trying to get that extra yard instead of knowing when it's time to just go down, take the hit.
Okay. Merrill Reese?
Can I make one more statement?
You must talk
one,
as long
one
as you like.
Statement.
Yes.
Okay. Go Navy!
Oh, yeah, there we go. Army-Navy on Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field, and Merrill Reese, a proud alum.
Well, a former Naval officer.
Former Naval officer. So we don't call them alumni?
Well, but I guess if you graduated from
you're an Naval officer, right.
Okay.
Merrill Reese, congratulations on that. And Navy will win that game, I believe, right?
I would think so.
They win seemingly.
Lately, they have been tremendous.
Yeah. Well, you won't be able to watch it, though.
We'll be en route.
Well, you'll watch the end of it.
Sure.
All right, very well. Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, make sure you tune into the Eagles Radio Network on Sunday. It's the Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from Tampa, Florida. Merrill Reese, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.